The owners of Acacia Farm in Suquam, Wilson Creek, have been granted permission to expand their short-term agritourism accommodation from 3 units to 5. The initial rezoning application made by owners Tyler Gray and wife Lucinda requested they be allowed to increase their 2 domed tents to 3, add 2 small A-frame cottages with no cooking options, and place up to 5 seasonal tent/RV sites across the property, located at 1785 Tyson Road, bringing it to a total of 10 units. But at a December 18 regular meeting of the District of Sechelt Council, the 5 structures were approved, but not the 5 camping sites. A staff report recommended that before any amendment was made to the zoning bylaw, the existing sauna and spa structures must be removed or relocated from the property. There must be confirmation of zoning compliance regarding the removal or decommissioning of unauthorized long-term and short-term accommodation units, and that the business license application include a survey from a provincial land surveyor, which clearly delineates the locations and dimensions of the proposed number of units, parking area and driveway access areas, to ensure conformance with the agricultural land reserve regulation that less than 5% of parcel area to be used for agritourism accommodation. The staff report also included 4 options for council to consider, including, approve the original proposal of up to 10 units, 3 geodesic domes, 2 A-frame cabins, 5 tent/RV sites, approve a modified proposal of up to 5 units, 3 geodesic domes, 2 A-frame cabins, deny the proposal due to the perceived negative effects on agricultural use on the subject property, or deny the proposal due to the perceived negative effects on residential use on neighboring properties. Ian Hall, development planning manager for the district, told council the 10 units are in line with the default number the province allows, but the removal of the tent or RV sites offers a middle-of-the-road option, given some of the concerns from the public regarding the number of units. So, staff are trying to provide an additional module for council to consider in terms of the original proposal of 10 units, the recommended option of 5 units, which does allow an increase for the applicant over what they currently have, while still addressing the concerns from the public over the overall increase, Hall told council. Some of those concerns raised during a November 14th public hearing included excess water use, air quality concerns around dust caused by increased traffic, the chance of possible wildfires due to the wood-burning hot tub and disregard for the spirit of the agricultural land reserve. Cown. Diane McLaughlin asked staff if they had considered the recommendation from One Straw Society that the number of units be capped at 2, considering the size of the 6.5-acre farm. With all due respect to staff, I think we've all learned a lot about agritourism. I didn't know anything about farming until I started traipsing around some of these properties, and I still believe that we should go on the advice of our local agricultural association group, said McLaughlin. They know a lot more about these things, and I don't really agree with spot zoning in this case, because it does set a precedent, which is concerning to me, and also to the residents that are surrounding this property. So, you know, I think also we should consider, really just going with 2. McLaughlin added if the 5 units are approved now, there's no going back. Hall told council it was because of input from the Sunshine Coast Farmers Institute, One Straw Society and the community, that staff support the lesser number of units. So, staff are trying to, again, provide a compromise to meet some of the intent of those interests, at the same time as trying to meet the interests of the applicants and having an increase in the number of units, said Hall. That's why we settled on 5, as reducing the overall impact, while still providing the applicants some expansion options. Cown. Adam Shepard said while he was in support of the recommendation, he would like to see a standard put in place going forward. I think it's a great compromise. I think the planning is sound for listening to the public hearing and listening to all of the comments of the people who are objecting to it and adopting the recommendations, said Shepard. Cown. Alton Toth told council he'd rather see 3 domes and 2 tenting sites as the final solution. It seems the 3 geodesic domes and 2 A-frame cabins is still 5 structures and the RV tenting sites could be RV tenting sites, said Toth. They could be a cropped field 1 year. They could sort of be a flex space, if you will. You know, 5 structures are going to be 5 structures. The motion to approve the rezoning was approved with Kaun. Alton Toth opposed.